Welcome to episode 15 of the Youth Sports Experience Podcast. I am your host, Aaron Seitz. And on this episode, I'm going to discuss the case against using false praise as a way to develop confident and competitive athletes. Several times in the current basketball season, I have been surprised to read and hear college basketball coaches heaping false praise on their athletes. These comments garnered my attention because I had watched the games and did not see the type of performance or effort worthy of the compliments given. This is taking a problem that has been going on for a while at the younger levels and is now following today's athletes to the high school and college levels as well. Are we seeing the results of a youth sports culture that has raised a generation of athletes on participation trophies with an emphasis on self-esteem? Are coaches, even at the college level, feeling the pressure to avoid giving honest, difficult feedback and instead sugarcoating their messages for athletes? If so, I believe this is damaging to athletes and is missing a major part of the value in competitive sports. Competitive sports provide a tremendous growth opportunity because athletes learn to handle success and struggle as they work toward goals, where performance and the coach's honest feedback are used as a measuring sticks. This is an opportunity to develop athletes with an inner confidence and a competitive drive that does not rely on extrinsic motivation. On this episode, I'm going to discuss my views on how we as youth sports coaches and parents should develop kids through the elementary and middle school years in order to produce athletes for the high school and college level who have authentic confidence and an eagerness to compete and do not have the need to seek or receive extrinsic praise. While this will take a major culture shift, it is worth considering how we can do this step by step over time. For years, I've cringed at the sounds of parents telling their elementary age kids after a normal Saturday afternoon game that they played great, or you had a great game today, or you played really hard today. Those terms get overused, and in doing so, their meaning gets cheapened. Is it even possible for an elementary-aged athlete to be great in an athletic performance? I don't believe that it is. I want young athletes to enjoy their experiences in sports. However, praising them with platitudes that aren't accurate cheapen the compliments they will receive from future performances that actually are great, and it may lead them to believe seeking praise is the outcome for which they are playing. How can we handle the postgame with elementary age athletes more effectively? Let's take some time to ask them if they enjoyed playing. Ask them to share their favorite part of the game. Sit back and just listen to their thoughts and their comments. And let them know you enjoyed watching them play. At this young age, the opportunity to play with teammates and friends, to develop a love for the sport, and to begin the process of learning how to compete is more important than the actual outcomes. And when we give false praise to our kids, we risk confusing them as to what the expectations are for their performance and for the purpose of playing. At this age, playing and developing a love for the sport needs to be the clear purpose, not participation trophies and false praise. When young athletes reach the middle and high school years, they will gain far more long-term benefit from an experience driven by the pursuit of excellence rather than an experience driven by the pursuit of enjoyment. The fruits of this labor will be sweeter and more fulfilling. In pursuing excellence, it is not about teaching kids to strive for a feeling of greatness or words of praise from their coaches and parents. Instead, the middle school years are about the opportunity to help kids learn the difference between what it means to compete and play, to find joy in preparation, and to introduce them to the idea of being intentional about their own development. Teaching and reinforcing these concepts does not require the use of false or undue praise. What it does require is an intentional emphasis on introducing them to good habits in preparing for a performance, helping them define what it means to compete versus just going out and playing a game. It's about setting the expectation with them for what it looks like to truly play hard. And by doing this, giving them a blueprint for success at the high school level. None of these success factors require false praise, and frankly, false praise will reduce the impact of these factors. Introducing the difference between competing versus just playing, simple ways of preparation, and the idea to be intentional about development to an athlete of this age sets the stage for the highly competitive high school level. If the pattern of development introduced in this episode for the elementary and middle school years is followed, I believe it will bring an athlete to the high school level who is now ready to be challenged and coached to take their performance as an individual and their contribution to the team to the highest level possible. If those of us involved in youth sports focus our energy on following this type of development structure and stay away from the cheap, false praise and platitudes when working with kids in the early years, then we will deliver kids to the high school level and beyond who are ready to prepare, work, compete, and strive for success without the need for constant praise and adulation. Their true fulfillment will come from competing and striving for the highest level of success possible. And by following the processes and preparing for consistent success over an extended period of time, not from chasing praise and adulation in the short term, and not from seeking positive reinforcement from extrinsic sources. High school athletes need to be challenged and stretched to reach higher and higher levels of performance. Parents, please support the high school coaches that consistently challenge your athlete to prepare more effectively, to be intentional about their development and their improvement, and to compete with high intensity and focus. Your athlete will discover that they can achieve more than they could ever imagine was possible. Messages from these coaches may not be delivered with praise, and they may not fit the culture of the self-esteem movement. Yet if we want to deliver young athletes to their adult years ready to fully contribute to their best to our society, then I believe we have to follow this course of development through the youth sports cycle and allow coaches at the high school level and beyond to challenge our athletes and to help them reach levels of effort and performance they could not reach on their own. If we don't, I believe we are cheating our kids from experiencing the joys that come from giving everything you have to a cause and personally owning the results. Our youth and high school sports environment will be improved and will be more effective in preparing young athletes for their futures if we intentionally develop athletes to have an internal love for the game, an internal desire to compete, an understanding of how to effectively prepare for success, and the capability to find fulfillment without the need for praise and adulation. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Youth Sports Experience Podcast. Again, my website is at www.#competitionmatters.com. That's hashtag spelled out. Check it out. There's good resources on it, as well as some of my blogs are posted on there. And at the bottom of each page, there's an opportunity to leave a message if you'd like to share your thoughts with me on any of the things that you see on the website or on these or that you've heard on these podcasts. It also has links to my social media. I'm on Facebook at Competition Matters, Twitter at AaronLeonSites1, and Instagram at #CompetitionMatters. Thanks again for listening to this episode, and until next time, let's all go out and make competition matter.